All right, traders, Robinhood screws us over again, and we're seeing this pre-IPO process being a huge red flag for the company. So inside this video, I'm gonna tell you everything you need to know about this IPO and this company. And we're going over, first off, this secondary market and the whole idea of investing in something before it comes out, because Robinhood gave you that ability and unfortunately didn't work out for most people. We'll talk about that in a second. But as you know, the secondary market is where you can invest in companies that aren't public. So Robinhood, you could have bought this stock back in the day in 2019 at $12. You could have bought the Robinhood stock just last year, September 2020, at $15. You could have bought the stock of Robinhood back in 2016 at $2. So you could have 10x your money. The private market, the secondary market, is only for people who have capital over $1 million or they have $200,000 in yearly salary. So that has to be under W-9. But if you have that ability, you can invest in the private market, and you could have bought Robinhood. You could have 10x your money in just 4 to 5 years. So this ability has been slowly opened up to everybody through this whole new idea of Robinhood pre-IPO access. And I've been screwed over by Robinhood many times in the past. We're gonna go over the huge downfalls of using it and why you're wasting your money, why you're basically losing money on every single trade. It's very obvious, but this new idea, I gave it a try. It was intriguing. I thought Robinhood was caring about investors by opening this up to us. But as you know, Robinhood dropped the IPO 11 to 17 million shares to its users on its platform at $38 to $42. They also said they're going to fill me at $50 if it was the case. And I said, okay, give me 5 shares. I'm going to try this out. So I got my shares of Robinhood at $38. I was so excited. I woke up and I saw I got the shares. But the stock market opens, Robinhood pops on at $40. I thought I was going to make money, make bank, and it tanks from $40 all the way to $33. The amount of time Robinhood was over the pre-IPO price I got it at was about 2 minutes. So for me to have any money in this trade, for me to get the discount in this trade, I should have just waited. So Robinhood had the opportunity of getting their investors in early and giving us the opportunity to take advantage of a possible 30 to 50% discount, which is normal for pre-IPOs. But for them to give you a $38 price on the stock and then tell you you can't sell for 30 days or you're banned from doing this ever again, and then have the stock open up and drop to 33, is robbery. And this makes me sick to my stomach, traders. For Robinhood to do this, it just sets the nail in the coffin that this platform doesn't care about you whatsoever and they're just out here grabbing money. So this is free, gets everyone attracted because it's free, crypto, stocks, and options. But once you get on here, that's when they start taking your money without you even noticing. And this is one prime example of it happening. I had so much faith that this was going to be an opportunity for traders out there, and it was not. So Robinhood, again, screwed us all, guys. And I'm so sorry it happened. I'm so sorry we trusted them again, but never again. But please, guys, do not leave the video, as I'm gonna tell you every single reason why Robinhood's taking your money and why it's a terrible stock to invest in long-term. But just showing you this chart alone shows you the stock is worth $15 per share last year, and now it's trading at 30. It could drop 50% in my opinion, basically based off the whole idea that the price to sales is at 30 to 40. So this is an extremely high price to sales ratio. An IPO should be around 20. So this has a 50% downside from here. Robinhood could be $15, which would be equal to the valuation back in September 2020. And if you're curious if getting into IPOs before they launch on that day, so if an IPO is coming out later in the day around 1 o'clock, the private market, secondary market can get in early, but there's an opportunity there, and sometimes there's a risk. But for the most part, it's very hard to lose money getting in on an IPO early that same day before it comes out. You can see Uber here in December 10th, 2020 was offered at $68 to investors the morning before the IPO released later in the day. The IPO opened up and Uber went to $140 that day, and then later the next couple months it rolled higher. So they doubled their money, but the Robinhood IPO did not double. It didn't go up at all. And this is an anomaly. This does not happen. The investors getting in early and the banks getting in early that same day are making money and usually making huge amounts of profits and then dumping the shares later in the week. So that was shocking. I wasn't pretty happy to see that. But let's talk about everything that is setting this stock on a downfall and is probably going to end up, you know, seeing $19 a share in the next couple months. So number one, let me show you exactly what's happening with Robinhood with their sales. So they make money through payment for order flow. And all that means is that when you're trading on the app and you put in your order, they're sending it to someone and that person is paying for your order. So what they do is they fill you poorly. If you want to get into something, the spread on Robinhood is usually a little bit higher, a little bit wider. It's harder to get in and out. And when they send your order to somebody, they're getting that profit. And so the main problem with payment through order flow is if you're trying to enter an order on Apple to get into the stock right now, let's say it's at $90.50, they may only be able to fill you at $90.53. So they're making 3 cents because they're jacking it up, sending the order to somebody else, and that they're paying for that order to get it at a higher price. You can see right here, several countries have banned this app because it doesn't deliver the best price for their stocks and for their trades. And I've seen this personally trading on the platform. I'll be on Thinkorswim. It's a very fast platform. And when that platform is executed, it takes about 2 to 3 seconds per trade. But on Robinhood, it takes about 3 to 6 seconds to get in and out of a trade. And when it takes this long, you're losing money waiting. If you have to cancel and replace an order, it takes another 3 to 6 seconds. So sometimes it could take you a full 30 to 18 seconds to get in and out of a trade. If you're in a day trade, if you're in the morning opening bell, that's just massive amounts of dollars you're losing. On top of that, when they shift your order and send it to somebody, they're jacking up the price at which you can get out at. So they're only filling you at probably higher prices. Sometimes they have larger spreads. Sometimes it's harder to get in and out. There's a lot of reasons why the whole order process is where they make their money. So again, because it's free, it doesn't mean it's free. It means you're paying for it in ways you don't see. And the biggest controversy with the Robinhood IPO is that Citadel Securities is 34% of their revenue. If I scroll to the next slide, 50 stocks were restricted on Robinhood that were shorted by Citadel. So a stock like AMC, GameStop, they were restricted from buying and selling those stocks that day in options because Citadel is largely short them. So in an attempt to probably save that company and make sure that they didn't lose billions and billions of dollars from all these Robinhood users buying the stock, they just said no more. You can't buy and sell this stock today. And again, it makes up 34% of their revenue. So basically, if Robinhood wants to see money in their account, they have to listen to Citadel, and it's a dangerous place to be. It makes up such a large portion of their revenue, and it's very scary when that happens. You never want a company with massive amounts of revenue in just one single basket. You want diversification, and you want other ways it makes money. This is not that company, and for them to be that closely linked to Citadel, it makes me very nervous to ever buy this stock long term and ever think that it's going to be a great investment. And that's pretty much all I got, guys. You know, this stock is not my favorite. The platform has consistently screwed over investors, and this whole pre-IPO process showed me that it's gonna keep happening. So I'm gonna keep staying away from the stock. I'm not gonna be putting all my money into it ever again, and I'm not gonna be trading on it ever again. Lastly, if you wanna see our last video on Robinhood as we overviewed it completely before the IPO, check it out in the video to the right of me. Peace out, have a great weekend, traders.